Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is our great pleasure to have Eoin Cannon back from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, rounding up what's new to watch this week and this weekend. And we have three new series, actually. And one of them, funnily enough, I actually watched the previous season, which doesn't happen very often with me, let's face it. But this one I haven't seen before, but I like the premise. It's a bit bizarre. This, well, from what I read anyway, it's a comedy sort of drama mystery about a woman who's an alcoholic who tends to have sex with a lot of strangers, wakes up one morning with a guy who's dead.
That was season one, yeah.
And now she's moved on and working for the CIA.
Yeah.
Funnily enough. This is the flight attendant.
My life and everything, it just all feels pretty great.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, beauty.
You seem very put together.
Do I?
We should hang out in Berlin.
I actually have to work when I get there.
You have work in Germany?
It literally feels like you're living in a spy novel.
What's going on, Cass?
I'm an asset for the CIA. I know, we said no more secrets, but you were just about to guess it anyway. What does it matter?
Cassie, I was like literally nowhere close to figuring that out. My family
always said I was. Yeah, so season one is exactly what you just said, but Kaley Cuoco, she got Emmy nominated for this role, and it's a fantastic role. She's a very unreliable main character. You know, first season she was drinking a lot and kind of having these weird visions and stuff. Second season, she's off the alcohol now and she's an asset for the CIA. Still a flight attendant, but she's doing this in her spare time. But of course, she's so erratic and so untrustworthy, her character, that you know, she's told to watch these people in hotels and stuff, but of course she gets too involved with them. It's really, really great. I've totally enjoyed the first season.
Is it?
Yeah. It's kind of a dark comedy mixed with a spy thriller. There's so many twists and turns in this season. Like, it does keep you guessing as to what's going to happen. It's different to the first season in that, you know, she's first season she was kind of wrapped up in her own kind of mystery and what's,
and she was drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently in this one she's off the booze, or is she off the booze?
She is off the booze, but she uncovers something that she shouldn't uncover this time. So yeah, it's a cracking season with lots of twists and turns, and if you haven't watched the first season, I'd recommend it.
Okay, so that's on Sky.
That's on Sky and Now. Yeah,
Sky and Now. That is the flight attendant. All right, big tick by that. This one, if you know anything about Star Wars, then this will probably be right up your street. I know about Star Wars. I've absolutely no interest whatsoever. And I have really have tried. I have tried, but I just can't get into it. But anyway, as I said, if you are, you're going to love this. This is the new series to Disney Plus, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They're coming. Stay hidden. Or we will not survive. Leave us alone.
When the time comes, he must be trained.
Like you trained his father? You still want Kenobi?
You can't run, Obi-Wan! You can't escape him!
So I would kind of be the same as yourself, Carol. I loved the original trilogy back in whenever they were released, but the newer movies, I just couldn't get into them. I thought that they were, you know, very much for fanfare and stuff, and I didn't really enjoy them. But Disney Plus have been so good at their series that this is another one that has a lot of highly anticipated returns on it. So Ewan McGregor is back as Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Jedi Master. The story takes place 10 years after episode 3, which was Revenge of the Sith. And also Hayden Christensen is back as Darth Vader. Last time we saw them both was just as he turned into Darth Vader. So he became from Anakin Skywalker into Darth Vader, the big massive bad guy of the franchise. And so yeah, this is bridging the gap between episode 3 and episode 4 and kind of what happened in between then. 6 episodes. There's 2 episodes available right now on Disney Plus, and there's talks of a second season perhaps, but I don't know. I guess it'll depend on how well this one gets received by fans, because Star Wars fans are a bit crazy. We all know this.
So. And also they keep the bar very high, don't they? I mean, you know, you can't let them down.
Exactly. But there's some cracking new characters in there that I think will be you know, it'll be a shame if they just got one season. So I think there could be a second season for sure.
Well, that remains to be seen. But if you are a Star Wars fan, you can check that one out this weekend for sure. See what conclusion you come to. That's new to Disney Plus, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And we will end for this week with this one. And as I mentioned at the start, I have actually watched, because we have a teenager in our house, and he was watching it one Saturday afternoon, and I just sort of thought, oh, what's this? And I got totally embroiled in it. Now, for the life of me, I can't remember what the whole thing is about, but I do know Winona Ryder is in it. So I'm looking forward to catching up with Stranger Things. This is season 4.
Dear Billy, I don't know if you can even hear this. Ever since you left, everything's been a total disaster.
A war is coming. I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
I don't have my powers.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. Without you, we can't win this war.
So the first 7 episodes of this season is split into 2 volumes. First 7 episodes are available now on Netflix, and the final 2, which are very, very long. I think the last episode, episode 9, is going to be 2.5 hours long.
Oh, wow.
They don't release until the 1st of July, so there's a little bit of wait there. You know, the first episode back is kind of an introduction back into the characters, you know, what happened last time we saw them, and then it quickly picks up after that.
For the benefit of anybody who hasn't watched this, because I am trying to work out in my head, what is this all about? And I don't think I would do it justice, so I'll let you do that.
Oh, Stranger Things. This is going to be a hard one to kind of summarise, but there's a town called Hawkins, and there is a weird world on the other side of it called the Upside Down, where children or teenagers get dragged into by this mysterious force, and they're basically attacking all these children, or, you know, taking possession of them. This season, the Upside Down is back, but the bad guy is taking control of the teens' memories and kind of preying on their fears. Also, there's like a girl called Eleven who has superpowers, who's able to destroy them.
Now I remember. It's all coming back to me now. But the thing is that, I mean, it sounds like it's a real adult thing. It's actually aimed at teenagers, but I think, I mean, as I said, I loved it.
Oh, so. Yeah. I think it's got a 15s age rating on it, but it's for everyone who loves a little bit of the 80s. You know, it's kind of got the nostalgia factor to it as well. There's some horror in there. The kids are so great at acting. It's fantastic.
And Winona Ryder's
And Winona Ryder's. And David Harbour is in there as well. You know, I interviewed him for Entertainment.ie a few weeks ago, and he's a really nice guy. But yeah, no, it's a cracking season, and it really bumps up the horror as well.
Excellent. I love the sound of that. All right. Well, that's a very fitting way now to finish off this week, Owen. So just to recap for you, we have they're all series. The Flight Attendant, new to Sky Max, Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus, and then that one, Stranger Things, season 4 on Netflix. Owen Cannon from Entertainment.ie. Always a pleasure, Owen. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Thanks so much, Carol.